Wednesday, the 25th of December, has such a beautiful code of rest and inspiration. Now, the number 25 reduces to 7, so it's always a day of rest. And of course, many of us celebrate Christmas, so it works beautifully to just take the day off and feel the inspiration and the gratitude. And this year, in 2019, we have a 22 universal date, which is all about family and security and peace. It's the architect of peace number. So you want to take your inspiration into whatever projects you're focused on. I mean, it could be a family project, just, you know, hanging out together. But this is really a day of purification and peace where you can really create some beautiful results. Your discipline, your responsibilities are channeled into inspiration, into creativity. Take time to get out into nature if you can, even if the weather is inclement. If you can just, you know, bundle up and get out, it's such a beautiful day to take a walk in nature. It's a day of serenity and taking care of responsibilities, home, family. Now, the moon is conjunct Mercury today, and that really inspires you to have some new ideas, make some new plans. You're intellectually stimulated. Your heart and mind are synchronized. So it's a good day for negotiation. All aspects of writing and communication are enhanced. You're very intuitive. And so you can use this heightened imagination to express a profound message. And that could be with your loved ones, your family, or just in writing something, right? Using your creativity when you're spending some time alone. So it allows you to communicate, though, with great tenderness and wonderful patience. Then on Thursday, the 26th, is the big event. Now, this is the solar eclipse, the new moon eclipse in Capricorn. And what makes it so important, not only that, yes, we're having an eclipse season now again, but two things. First of all, in some parts of the world, anywhere west of East Coast time in New York, so Central Time, Mountain Time, Pacific Time, Hawaii Time, the actual eclipse happens on the 25th. But everywhere else, it happens on the 26th, including Universal Time in London. So it is, you know, formally on the 26th. Now, what makes it so important, secondly, is that it happens during the time we have the stellium. So basically, the eclipse season is happening right as we have that big meeting in Capricorn that I've been talking about forever on the 12th of January. And so that means the lunar nodes are in Capricorn and Cancer right as this event, which hasn't happened in 500 years, is happening in Capricorn. So this makes the moment of change and shifting and upgrading and dismantling old and bringing in the new even more exciting. So having said that, of course, I covered the eclipse in part one, so have a listen to that. Also, be sure to watch the Star Code episode on the eclipse, which will be on my website. And just in terms of the code itself, the 26th is an 8, and that is all about empowerment and activating abundance, the flow of abundance, inner authority, leadership, courage. And then the whole date adds up to 23, which governs, of course, the Royal Star of the Lion number, which is the strongest number in numerology and is so much about confidence. So you feel a great sense of freedom to take the lead in your life, to stay away from victimization, being told what to do, and you know, breaking free from outer authority and trusting the inner authority. So with the number 23-5, there can be some unexpected windfalls, unexpected situations that help you to step up, stand up, and be counted. So you definitely want to use this courageous energy to manifest greater financial flow, greater abundance, greater joy, love, health. Be flexible, be open about how you expand abundance, because this is all about the ability to change and go with the flow, of course. And know that because this Capricorn eclipse is governed by the 10th house in astrology, the house Capricorn rules, this will really impact your divine mission, where you're focusing your energy in terms of your work, your career. I want to mention again that the moon and sun are conjunct Jupiter, and this is so, so, so fortunate. There's so much serendipity in this incredible, wonderful eclipse. The fact that it happens at the end of the decade also is very telling. It basically means celebrate all the incredible learning and maturity that you've undergone and experienced the last 10 years, because there's a time of joy coming now. It's very magnificent. It is going to help you grow professionally, personally. It is extremely exciting. There's a lot of change in the air as well, with Uranus forming that trine to the sun and moon. And there's a lot of healing with Chiron forming the square to the sun and moon. So we also have Jupiter trine Uranus still from December 15th. That is still ongoing during this eclipse, and Jupiter square Chiron. So there's such a wonderful focus on well-being, on expansion, on successful outcomes, on freedom, on openness, on higher learning, on inspirational knowledge, meditative practices, on wisdom that comes from a higher place, on restoring peace. This is fantastic news for everybody. It is such a beautiful gift at the end of the year, the end of the decade. And then on Friday the 27th, we have the code of the number 9 and 6 activated, so 2 sixes and a 9. So lots of love on this Friday. Beautiful date night, beautiful time to just go out and celebrate with your loved ones or with your partner. Unconditional love and romance infuse your heart and soul. You want to let go. You want to forgive. It's the end of the year. Forgiveness and release are very, very important, as is deep compassion. Be generous with sharing love by expressing sweetness, caring, and kindness. Nurture others and lead by example. The number 27 is what I call the Gandhi number. It is about wise leadership. And just know that just by virtue of interacting with others, people are inspired by who you are being, not necessarily what you are saying all the time, but how are you being when you're saying it? How are you being when you're acting? And so that is the number 9, leading by example. So the other thing is, this is a wonderful day for creating abundance. Now, the sun is actually conjunct Jupiter today, completing more good news after the eclipse. Sun conjunct Jupiter is very happy, optimistic, growing, spiritually growing personally, feeling fulfilled and grateful, feeling just fortunate and lucky. And, you know, Sun and Jupiter are the light and the expansion of wisdom and joy. So it allows you to feel fortunate. It brings opportunities for growth. It allows you to feel healthy and happy, and it gives you a sense of success and recognition. So it's really, really a wonderful moment here. And then on Saturday, the 28th of December, we have that code of mindfulness. So it allows you to think things through, ponder on things, get spiritual downloads, focus on that new energy. The number 28 reduces to 10 and 1. So you're manifesting new beginnings on this Saturday. You're feeling out how you're going to approach the next year, the next decade. So you want to take time for both rest and attention on innovation, inspiration. Definitely, if you can read a good book, learn a new skill, get out into nature, all of those are really, really favored today. The moon is conjunct Venus. Another beautiful aspect, and that enhances love, abundance, self-expression, creativity. Your craving for beauty is enhanced. It focuses on how to create financial flow, and your heart is just uplifted by beautiful music. So seek out people who are inspiring to you, who are uplifting vibrationally. You have a greater desire for affection today. You feel more tender. You feel more social, your relationships get a boost, you also feel more relaxed, and you have good judgment on how to enhance your surroundings and make them more beautiful and pleasurable. on the 29th, on Sunday, we have a gorgeous code of intimate connections that arise from courage and confidence. So number 29 reduces to 11. And so the 11 portal does open today into the number 26-8, which is about leadership, abundance, courage, authority, overcoming obstacles. And so it allows you to feel that eternal life, the major expansion of financial flow and abundance. And it also, the 11 is very intuitive. So you can express your innermost ideas, your feelings without any excuses. You feel on top of the world. You feel your inner authority really speaking. And you feel very connected to that inner visionary. The moon is square Mars today, and that gives you strong emotional focus and direction. You do want to guard against emotional aggression, though, and impatience. You know, if you're getting, you know, if there are people around you who are bothering you or you feel a little anxiety, you want to fuel that into something creative. So channel your energy into an ambitious project. You can make a lot of progress today with Mars. And if you feel impulsive, you need to really observe that and, you know, be truly patient today, because the emotional momentum gives you a sense of direction, but it also can be used in a way that may come off as aggressive. So instead, be very conscious of your goals, be conscious of what you're saying, guard against rashness, and definitely act on your feelings, but do so in a positive way. Then on the 30th, on Monday, we have for the final time in the month, the 369 triad activated. It's the 30th, which is a 3. December is at 15-6, universal month. And the universal date today is 18, which is a 9. So that 369 triad is activated for the fourth and final time. It means creativity is very enhanced as you really seek to express your imagination. You want to go beyond where you've ever been before. Go where you've never been before. Allow inspiration to carry you far and wide. Also get some extra rest if you can. I know it's a Monday. Hopefully you're on a holiday because we're getting close to the new year. But you want to really focus on your dreams, your intuition. There's tremendous awareness to be had right now. And trust in your ability to be a divine creator. This triad, this 369 triad is very powerful. It seeks to ignite your imagination. And so the other thing you want to do, because it's an 18-9 universal date and we're near the end of the year and the decade, is release everything, every person, every idea, every physical item that is not supporting and uplifting you anymore. It's a wonderful day to do that. Now, Mercury is trying to Uranus today, and that gives you wonderful powers of observation. Mercury rules the lower mind, Uranus rules the higher mind. And so this gives you phenomenal mental energy and speed that allows your thinking process to just go like genius, lightning pace. So be sure to channel this electrifying energy. Since your mind is speeding up, you want to listen to others before you speak, because your communication is going to speed up as well. Uranus is always the liberation planet. So you feel liberated to share things that you may not have shared before, but you want to make sure that they're shared in a harmonious, positive way. Now, new perceptions are opening up in you today. It is the end of the year. You're going to possibly receive exciting news that sort of propels you forward and allows you to explore and accept new possibilities, new views. Uranus always brings that excitement. So who knows, you might receive news that thrills you. In any case, unusual fields of interest are grabbing your attention. In your desire for independence, you are exploring things that are, you know, out of the box. And your intuition is very acute as well. So your flashes of insight are very, very strong. Now, this transit can free your thoughts from preconceived ideas that you picked up in early childhood. So you may communicate from a higher vibration once this transit completes. And this is super important to understand, because the Capricorn event is stripping away your past. It is allowing, it's freeing you up. So this transit, Mercury trine Uranus, is helping to let go of ideas and thought patterns that you've carried with you unconsciously from childhood just by virtue of being immersed in them or exposed to them by parents or teachers or other authority figures in your life. And this is a time to just let go of them and to change the pace and take ownership of how you want to view things, right? So it's a lovely, lovely transit to fuse that higher mind with the lower mind and bring them into this gorgeous, light-filled harmony that is in complete synchronicity with the divine. And then we come to the final day of the month, the year, and the decade. A very beautiful code is activated today, the 31st. We only have 7 days a year that resonate to 31, the genius number, the number of going outside the box, of seeking to be liberated, and also bringing organization at the same time. And then we have the number 19, which is the Prince of Heaven number, the number of the sun, of the light. So it is a fantastic day to take a risk, to embrace new beginnings. I know the new year starts the next day, but you already feel it because of the number 19 being activated. That's a 10 and a 1. You're manifesting that the sun. You're manifesting what lights you up from the inside. You have tremendous momentum today. You have a lot of unusual ideas. So be open to those shifts that take you to beyond what feels comfortable, beyond your comfort zone, because you are being told that you are the inventor of your life. This is the message on the final day of the decade. You are the inventor of your life, and seek to follow the light and follow love. And that will be all you need to take you, no matter where you want to go, to keep you at peace, grounded, to keep you happy, to keep you in sync, in harmony. It's a beautiful, beautiful message. And in the stars too, the moon conjuncts Neptune today in Pisces. That is stunning because Pisces is the final sign of the zodiac and Neptune rules Pisces. But Neptune, of course, is in Pisces now, has been for a few years, will be in a few more years. But the fact that the moon is conjuncting Neptune in the final sign means something is truly ending. And we are bridging now into the most important decade, the 2020s. So it makes you very sensitive. So I highly recommend, you know, if you have plans to go out and you do drink and do all that, just be temperate this time. And if possible, don't, you know, take anything that, any substance that may change your mental and emotional capacity, because this transit and this day is very sacred, and it's opening up your intuition galactically. And so you're picking up on energetics and vibrations that are very special. I mean, any time we cross the threshold into a new year or a new decade, it's very special anyways, and this time it's even more enhanced for all the reasons we've talked about. So you're feeling very delicate, and so you don't want to expose yourself to energy that is loud or crass. So take this time maybe to not go out if you can. Go to bed early if you can so that you wake up completely refreshed when, you know, in 2020. Your dream life will be very intense. Mystical experiences, delving into mystical subjects is really favored. And you just feel spiritually very, very connected to source. Your heart is wide open. You're sharing unconditional love in a beautiful way. So it's just a stunning moment, a beautiful code. It's just the stars and numbers speaking to us through the divine intelligence in a way that we otherwise wouldn't know if it wasn't for astronumerology. So I'm so pleased to have shared this gorgeous year with you this month, and I look forward to sharing many, many more as we enter the 2020s. I want to just mention here too, to be sure to sign up for the Ultimate Yearly Forecast. It's going to be quite amazing this time around. It's going to take place on December 10th. And of course, there'll be a replay you can access all year, but it is just truly going to be a moment for you to understand and plan the year, to understand the energetics, to get a grip on the
powerful momentum that's being put in play and what the changes mean to you, what the shifts and transformation actually will, how they will evolve. Now, if you can't make it on the 10th, like I said, the replay will be available. You can listen to it at any time, and it will be as if you're live, because you're going to just get the whole 4-hour extravaganza and have access to that and all the handouts and, you know, the beautiful guide to the year that I have on my desktop. So it's really worth your time and energy to partake in that event, because it does set you up in such a beautiful way. So I wish you all a beautiful, wonderful December. If you celebrate Christmas, happy Christmas. If you celebrate Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah. If you celebrate anything else, have fun with whatever you do. And of course, to everyone, happy, happy New Year. And I will see you in, well, the end of December is when we'll have the January forecast. I really look forward to sharing that with you. Lots and lots of love, and I will see you in 2020. Bye-bye for now.